This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Newell's filling up this hour with music by halftime performers of the Super Bowl. You ever been on one of those sites online where you got a bunch of celebrities that have run into or worked with and encountered Prince and have these Prince stories?
Those stories, yeah.
It's just, it's crazy, some of the stories. And there's a few that have the same sort of ending. They talk about doing whatever they do with Prince, and then when they're finished, they say, and it's like he just floated away.
And just like that, he's gone.
Yeah, just like that, he just floated away. Now, I can't think of another performer who has that kind of aura around them, you know? I mean, there's some basketball players that talk about that, about Michael Jordan when you walk into the room with him, especially during that 75th anniversary. Everybody was in there, but then when he walked in,
everything changed, right?
But that's not why you called. Let's bring our guest on here, a guy who's got a couple rings and curious to find out, because we're just off the top. Before we talk any football, before we talk about anything else important, your new job out there at Reinhardt College, we wonder what goes through your mind over these last X amount of couple years, but most recently the last few weeks, when you have seen your old coach and his companion out in public and enjoying themselves. What is it that runs through your mind, Tyrone Poole?
Hey, first and foremost, thank you for the opportunity, Greg and Sam. I always get to give Sam shout out. Sam gave me my
first. That's right. That's right.
To be in front of television, so praise God. But no, you know, Bill Belichick and you know his young girlfriend. You know, I'm like, they do what they do. People do what they do. And I just hope that he's happy and she's happy and they make everybody else happy. But, you know, it's good to see him smile. when I was with the Patriots, it's rarely we saw Bill smile.
See, that's what I was going for.
All the time now.
That's what I was going for. You just thank Sam. And I'm going to let Sam jump in here real quick. But I need to thank you, too. You remember a conversation that you and I had a couple years ago when I started my weight loss venture?
Oh, yes.
Sam, you don't even notice. I reached out to Tyrone.
Okay.
Because I was looking for things. And Tyrone, we haven't talked since then, but I'm down probably about 70 pounds.
Congratulations.
But a little bit of what you said, a little bit of what some other folks said, but it was a whole lot of me and intestinal fortitude and just, you know, biting a bullet and making a lifestyle change, which was one of the things that you said to me. So I wanted to personally thank you for that conversation that you took the time to have with me.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. For spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Tyrone Poole. And I want to ask you, before we get into Super Bowl talk and then what you're doing, how do you think your coach is going to do, talking about Coach Belichick, at the college level? I mean, one thing to deal with grown men, but how's he going to deal with these kids who are chasing the bag? And if he, you know, gets bristled at one of them, they're going to hit the transfer portal and go somewhere else. How's he going to deal with that?
Well, you know, I can probably speak on this firsthand along with a lot of other coaches who are going from a professional style of environment to a level where you don't know what you're going to get, right? It's like Airbnb, right? You don't know what you're going to get until you get a sign, right? You walk into the place, you're like, hold on. But myself, with the attitude of professionalism, I am finding out that I have to make an adjustment because a lot of these young kids don't quite understand professionalism yet. So I think that's one problem that Bill is going to run into because in the pro game, we're told to be somewhere, and we're there. And sometimes It's not written on the wall, but we know what we're supposed to do. When you're dealing with high school kids, it's like their parents are still taking care of them. Their parents are still writing whatever message on the wall for them. So, but I do think Bill is going to probably have somebody to help tutor him, to help bring him along and say, hey, Bill, you can't say what you would normally say to the Patriots. You can't say that, Bill. So this is the way you need to say it. So he's going to be kind of like the president of the United States. Somebody's going to have to write that script for him to walk in there and talk.
Yeah, folks, talking with Tyrone Poole. He is social. You can find him on the gram. He's on the IG at TyronePoole38, at TyronePoole38. This is Super Bowl Sunday. When this day rolls around, what comes to mind for you? It's a long wait to play the game. And I know, you know, you've been there. You've been in the place all week. You've been practicing. But what comes to mind for you when you finally hit the field and they kick off and all those flash bulbs go off at the same time? That's the thing we'll all watch for tonight at the kickoff, that big flash of light. Do you see that flash of light? Or are you so focused on the game that you don't see it at all?
Well, I tell you what, all cell phones are turned off. Anybody who tries to call, they're going straight to the voicemail. So that's the first thing I'm pretty sure those players have done, and the coaches probably have taken up their cell phones. But, again, we're talking about grown men, so I'm pretty sure that hasn't happened. But that morning, this morning, you know, the guys, they're waking up, and, you know, they're going to get breakfast, and they're going to have a few meetings here, a few meetings there, and then they'll break again for, like, lunch. And then they'll come back and get ready for, you know, the transformation of showering at the hotel and putting on your suit. And they're going to get on the bus one or either bus two, bus three. A lot of guys are kind of like superstitious. I'm not saying I'm superstitious, but this was like time-wise. I used to take the last bus to the stadium because I just felt like I didn't want to get there too early. I felt like I was a grenade getting ready to go off, and I didn't want to go off too soon. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let me just roll up at the time that I'm supposed to walk into that locker room, and the guy sitting outside the door checks us off, and, okay, Tyrone Poole is here. And I go in, and I go to the training room, get whatever tape, get my little sweet towel, do my little tour of getting my items that I need for the game, and then go to my locker and start putting my stuff on. And by the time I do that, it's time for us to go out, specialists, go out and catch punts. And because I return punts, I would go out with a specialist. And then after that, the defensive backs come out the tunnel. And then, yeah, it's game time. So right now, the guys are just, you know, probably eating breakfast or you know, in bed watching television and about to go to breakfast and then go to meetings. So that's pretty much how that day goes.
Okay, now an extension of that is this. As you now sit back looking at those times you had the opportunity to play in a Super Bowl, is there a play that you would like to have a redo on? Is there something that happened in one of the games that you participated in and he's like, man, I wish I could do that one again? That pops up into your mind. Is there one or not?
Yeah, definitely. You know, right away it's the touchdown to Steve Smith. On that particular play, it was third and I think maybe eight, third and eight. And I was up in press, and Steve ran a out and up, and I bit on the out, and then he turned it up. And I almost caught up, but I didn't catch up enough. But if I could take that play over, I probably would have played it off and just let my eyes and my skills react to the throw.
Now, for purposes of our audience, what Super Bowl was that who you were playing?
That was Super Bowl 38. I think the play was like they had the ball on the 38-yard line, probably somewhere in the 40, 38-yard line. I think it was a 38, 37-yard touchdown. But, yeah, he ran out and up, kind of like a stutter go. And I stopped my feet, and that's all it takes in the NFL. A defensive back, stop your feet just for a split second, and those quarterbacks are good enough, I don't care who they are, to put that ball where it needs to be.
Yeah. Well, okay, now, you know, that's your experience that you had as a player. Now you are a coach at Reinhardt. Flag football is going to the collegiate level now. We've seen it take off big time with high schools in the area. Now they're at Reinhardt. And you guys get started next weekend, right?
Yes, we get started next weekend. We play UGA, University of Georgia, and Kennesaw State Club flag football team is coming over. They neither one of them have an official flag football team because the NCAA has not ruled it, but it's coming. So they have a club, but we're treating it and they're treating it as a regular game. So, yeah, February the 16th, they come to Reinhardt University.
What's it been like for you making this transition? Because, you know, it's new, and the fact that, you know, girls can play this with the opportunity to play at the collegiate level.
Yeah, again, Sam and Greg, I just thank God for the opportunity that I could give back, just like how Greg asked me the play. Is there a play that I would, like, take back and do over? No, I can't do that play over, but I can see that play happening again, and it's going to happen again somewhere in flag football, and I'll be able to tell the young ladies, right, this is how you need to play it. I've been there and done that, right? So that's why I tell them, and I tell anybody, whether it's business or sports, right, you're only as a student or a coach, as a player, should I say, you're only as good as your teacher, right? So The player is only as good as the coach, and the coach is only as good as the experience that the coach has been exposed to. So I tell these ladies that I bring a lot. Just like we talked about Bill Belichick, he's going to bring ton of knowledge. It's like he's bringing an entire NFL library that these young athletes can go and look up and ask questions about ages, about how to take care of yourself, life after sports, during the season. So this is what I thank God that I have an opportunity to bring to Reinhardt University. And a lot of these ladies, they want to go and try out for the United States Olympics team.
That's
which
where I was
they're
going
to have, yes, they're going to have flag football in 2028. So I get an opportunity to give them the mental that will hopefully separate them from the physical that everybody possesses, and I give them the mental that gives them that leapfrog, head of the line, head of the class opportunity.
You're going to do a lot of teaching, but this is something, and you obviously never say this out loud in front of players, but how long does it take you when you're looking at any kind of athlete to see how that they have it?
It doesn't take long.
You know what I mean? It's like you see it quickly, right?
Yeah.
You see it very quickly. It's just like you can tell whether somebody can cook or not. You're like, hold on. I don't need to taste your food. I saw the way you put too much salt in that. It's not going to be good, right? But you at least have to know how to cook yourself. So like you said, being a top athlete, my body was my business for years. So I ate, slept, and drank. So I know right away when I look at film of an athlete, I look at how they run. How they run can tell me what type of athlete. Do they run with their feet like to the side, like slew-footed when they run? Oh, you're probably not going to be too explosive. Or do you have some type of efficiency in your running? Then that's when I ask that athlete, even though she's playing flag football, I say, hey, do you run track or have you run track before? Oh, yes, I used to run track when I was in the ninth grade. I could tell. So, yeah, like you said, Greg, right away, a great eye, a great teacher can always spot the possibilities and potential in a athlete.
All right. Well, it's coming up. Your scrimmage is coming up next Sunday at 2 o'clock is Georgia, 4 o'clock is Kennesaw State, up at Waleska, up the campus at Reinhardt Athletics. I got to come up there and check you guys out and see how you're doing and see your team. I know you're going to do a great job because they have a dynamic leader. They have dynamic leadership. I know they're going to do very, very well. So we appreciate you spending some time with us on this Super Bowl Sunday
morning. Absolutely, buddy.
And look forward to coming out and checking out you and the team as you get your season started next week.
Hey, and a shout out. Let me see if I can get this, if I can remember. Shout out Fort Valley State? No.
Fort Valley.
I got it.
Fort Valley State. Our lives to thee we dedicate. How many people still know their alma mater song?
Well, we're about to find out because we got that on tape. We play it every week now.
Tyrone, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, Tyrone.
All right, thank you, guys. All right.
There you go.
All right.